I loved your hair.
Calls are smart, but can be easily fooled with good calling and the proper calls. The calls used in this recording are Herder's world-famous regular pitch calls and Herder's world-famous high-pitch call. The call is held between the thumb and the four fingers of either hand even while shooting. The mouthpiece is held lightly up against your teeth with the lips closed about it. You will never get a crow if you just blow air through your call like this. Growl as you blow it. Use your stomach muscles as he bellows to force the sound through your vocal cords and into the call. Your growl will vocally sound like this. Through your call, it will sound like this. Low hum produced by growling through your call will be audible on this recording, but not to the crows. There are five calls essential to good results. First is the come here call, which is used to attract the attention of distant crows. It is a call of a crow in distress. Cup your hands like a megaphone around the call so that the tones will carry out well. After the crows have turned and are coming to your blind, switch to the second essential call, the recognition call. Make it heavy with a pleading accent. You are imitating a crow locating an owl or in distress and plenty peeved. This call or the fighting call or the two mixed will bring the crows in all the way. The third essential call is the fighting call. Make it sound tough and chesty. Learn to mix a little of the comeback call with the fighting call. This makes the calling still more effective. When crows are within 80 yards and until you shoot at them, muffle your call by placing your most convenient finger into the muzzle. Make the sound of your call teasing and hard to locate by placing both hands like a megaphone around the call and using one hand in a fanning action over the end of the barrel. The fourth essential call is the comeback call. It is used mixed with the recognition call and the fighting call on incoming crows. Its most important purpose is to bring back crows you have shot at. Make them think the pals they left behind really need help. Crows can be brought back repeatedly by the use of this comeback call. As they turn and come back, switch to the fighting call. Bring them into range with the fighting call mixed with a little of the comeback call. The sorrel call is for use on crows that have sighted dead birds in front of your blind. Fall right in with their calling. Keep it up until they're brought to your gun. The high-pitched call produces this call very well. The regular pitch call will also do it. There are many days, however, when the high-pitched tones will produce best results. These are the days to give your calls in the high-pitched call. It is always a good idea to carry a pair of calls, one pitched high and one pitched regular for perfect results, and in case one becomes broken in the field.
Have no fear, there'll be no pain. All I want is your jugular vein.
Kiss her, all it took was just one bite.
Well, she must have felt sorry for that sucker, cause he was real eat up with the uglies. All I know is after some of his acne puncture, she was wanting to get rid of me. Well, I went my way and saw her next day with a bad looking mark on her neck. And I said, hey, honey, did he hurt you last night? She said, no, you fool, he's a real cool goo. His mark is worse than his bite. Get it, folks, his mark is worse than his bite. I'm gonna sing about that sucker.
Omar the vampire, he hung out in the bars and drank Bloody Marys and gave a lot of women scars. He sure was something, yeah, he was a real cool goon. Omar the vampire, he was a neck-sucking fool.
Well, he surprised her one night and brought her a pet bat. It was a weird little furry ugly thing. She didn't like it at first, but it kind of grew on her, and she named the little feller Dean. Dean Bat. Kind of has a ring to it, don't it?
Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ding-ding-ding. Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her. All it took was just one bite.
I guess that sucker forgot about all them real good parts. He was so crazy about necks. But this old boy of yours truly knows them all and how to please the opposite sex. Here comes that last chorus.
Omar the vampire, he thrilled her less and less. She got tired of his hickeys on her neck. Yeah, she liked my hickey best. Cause she came running back to me one happy day to stay and said, my neck is numb, I've been so dumb. Let's
let's go all the way. Honey, let's go all the way. Anyhow now, me and my baby are back together again. And when her neck heals up, we're gonna form ourselves a bossa nova bluegrass band. Why, she's even learned to pick the banjo. Listen to her back there now. What do you mean, a vamp bite on your knee? I thought he was a neck man. What's that sucker doing down there in my territory?
Well, you see, he had this friend who was a midget.
That's ridiculous. I'm disappointed in you, Hortense. Give me back my banjo.
it's a winter. Winter in America. And all of the healers done been killed. Sent away. Yeah, the people know. The people know it's winter. What to say. Buffaloes once ruled a plain, like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain, looking for the rain, just like the cities that stagger on the coastline. Nation, I just can't stand much more. I like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. A noble piece of paper with free society, a struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. They look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's a winter. It's winter in America. And all of the healers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. America.
it's a winter. Winter in America. And all of the healers done been killed. Sent away. Yeah, the people know. The people know. To say, and ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows, nobody knows, and ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say.
You guys interrupt. You know how radio works. You have to let people talk. Like I don't know her.
springtime comes gentle and easy, when the wildflowers are scattered on the plain.
Melody, 'cause my love's in their hiding. Well, there's no space and time. I love you for my life. You are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song to you.
But I love you in a place where there's no
space and time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and now we're singing this song for you. Song for you. We were alone and now we're singing my song. Singing this song for you.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
It's on Valencia Radio Monday 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zeus.
Is that the big bad wolf I see? Why, this cat's following me. Thank you.
acid rock, progressive rock, kraut rock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds, then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
Min snälla oxe, det bästa ni förmår. snälla oxe där hemma blev en stad. Och knirra, knarra, knirra, min kärra, knirra, knarra. Och dirra, darra, dirra, var sträng på min gitarr.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My first year at Burning Man, I had a lot of fun. I dropped a lot of acid and I shot stuff with a gun. And it made some people nervous, but for me it was a thrill. I don't know if anyone got hurt, but nobody was killed. Yeah, Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My second year at Burning Man, I had a lot of sex with a lot of different ladies and one guy in a dress. And I didn't use a condom, Lord, for me it was a thrill. I think that I got herpes there, but nobody was killed. Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My third year at Burning Man, I had a big art car, and I drank a lot of whiskey, and I drove it near and far, and I drove it pretty fast, I guess, for me it was a thrill. I smashed into the man one night, but nobody was killed. Burning Man used to be so cool, before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My fourth year at Burning Man, there were tourists everywhere, and I complained to everyone, but no one seemed to care. So I cursed out Larry Harvey, for me it was a thrill. The Rangers beat me bloody then, but nobody was killed. Yeah, Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My fifth year at Burning Man, they wouldn't let me in. They said I was preceded by my reputation. So I spent some time in Reno, yeah, for me it was a thrill. I lost $1 million there, but nobody was killed. Reno, Nevada used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. Well, Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. Yeah, Burning Man used to be so cool. Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My first year at Burning Man, I had a lot of fun. I dropped a lot of acid and I shot stuff with a gun. And it made some people nervous, but for me it was a thrill. I don't know if anyone got hurt, but nobody was killed. Yeah, Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My second year at Burning Man, I had a lot of sex with a lot of different ladies and one guy in a dress. And I didn't use a condom, Lord, for me it was a thrill. I think that I got herpes there, but nobody was killed. Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My third year at Burning Man, I had a big art car, and I drank a lot of whiskey, and I drove it near and far, and I drove it pretty fast, I guess, for me it was a thrill. I smashed into the man one night, but nobody was killed. Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My fourth year at Burning Man, there were tourists everywhere, and I complained to everyone, but no one seemed to care. So I cursed out Larry Harvey, for me it was a thrill. The Rangers beat me bloody then, but nobody was killed. Yeah, Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. My fifth year at Burning Man, they wouldn't let me in. They said I was preceded by my reputation. So I spent some time in Reno, yeah, for me it was a thrill. I lost $1 million there, but nobody was killed. Reno, Nevada used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. Well, Burning Man used to be so cool before they went and fucked it up with all these stupid rules. Yeah, Burning Man used to be so cool. Up with all these stupid rules.
and as the world's undressing, I keep trying and start to cry. They all found it unprepossessing. What shakes now? I'm breaking out of place, rolling down the windows with the DVAs. Boom, boom, and we're back in the room. Romance is a moment that coagulates. We're gonna treat it when the juju grace go live. We're gonna treat it when the juju grace go live. We're gonna treat it when the juju grace go live. We're gonna treat it when the juju grace go live. I talk fun with the phony nine. Gonna hold a candle to the light dimension. I'm told I still go. Coming on, it relieves the tension. Takes all I got to keep the cooling down. I'm gonna see the final workaround. King Kong, he's so wrong. Gonna lead you to the leather when the sun goes down. Gonna see you when the juju grace go live. Gonna see you when the juju grace go live. Gonna see you when the juju grace go live. Gonna see you when the juju grace go live. They gonna bring you one. It's got a little bit psycho to the hill of the bourgeoisie until the bulls was on the barricades out with a